come here. Does it matter? Does it matter why we're here? Isn't it enough that we both want to be right now? Let's not be shy about this. You have needs, I can meet them. I have needs. Maybe you can help me with them. Shall we find out? For a while now, I've been looking for just the right girl. Someone who wants, craves being owned. Someone who looked hard at St. Valentine's Day and all the pink nonsense that accompanies it, and threw up in their mouth just a little. Someone who measures love by the number of cane strokes she can take, how much she can stand before she breaks. Are you that girl? Do you need to hear that I'm pleased with you? That you're a good girl? Let's find out. This is a test. To see what you will and won't do for me. Pass, and we get to do the fun stuff. What I want to make sure is that when I tell you to do something, you'll do it without hesitation. Shall we begin? Find yourself somewhere private. If you're not already somewhere private, go there now. You'll need to make sure you're not going to be interrupted. Did you find somewhere? Good. I want you on your feet. Stand up straight. Don't slump. Have a little pride in yourself. Shoulders back, chest out, arms by your sides. What? Look at your tit. I can see I'm going to have to explain this. If I want to look at your tits, I will. If I want them bare, you will bear them. Do you understand? What I actually want is for you to stand straight and get used to being posed. If you're going to be mine, you need to believe that you're as beautiful as I think you are. Stop that. One more disagreement from you and we are done. Your opinion about yourself or your body does not matter. What I think about you is the only opinion you need to worry about. Strip to your waist. Now I'll wait. Done? Good girl. Back to standing how I placed you just a minute ago. Do it now, eyes front. Obviously, your nipples will harden over the course of the next few minutes. In future, I'll have them clamped as soon as they're sensitive enough, hard enough. And there are so many ways to make them sensitive, from the gentle play of my breath across your skin, to the less tender attentions of my favourite flogger. I want you to cup your breasts and caress them. Pay attention to your nipples, just with your thumb and forefingers. This should feel good, and you know best how you like your tits played with, so off you go. I know. It's not the same as having me do it, but we're really not there yet, are we? And this is still about showing me how well you take instructions. Pinch your nipples and hold them. Squeeze them until I say otherwise. What? Did you think it would be all stroking and gentleness? No, of course not. You're taking the place of the clamps I prefer to use. You probably have your own. As do I. I favour the crueler sort, and if I don't have any to hand, I use stationary clips. Bulldog clips, if I can get them. They're a unique feeling. They make people squeal, so you can imagine how much fun I think they are. Plus, if there's a stationery store nearby, I never need to go without a clamp of some sort. And they're very harsh on labia as well. You can release your nipples now. Let's move on. What do you enjoy being called? Some variation on a nice name. When you're good, are you sweetheart? Princess? Something else? Remove the rest of your clothes. Now. Or do you prefer something a little more humiliating? Are you my whore, my slut, my bitch, my cum dump? Have you been following my instructions because really you can't find any pleasure unless your face is being pushed onto the floor? Is that it? Are you a worthless cunt who is only good for taking pain and cock? We're going to find out. Starting now. Being naked, of course, makes you vulnerable, so stand straight and don't cover yourself. Don't forget, it's my judgment of you that informs your opinion of yourself, so you don't get to cower behind modesty unless I tell you to. Let's have you in the centre of the room, or as close to it as you can get. Ideally, I would circle you with a riding crop in my hand and highlight any flaws that I feel need work, with short, sharp snaps of the crop. Little stings, and stinging words too, unless you can show me you deserve better by obeying, by being a good girl. Because if you want to be a princess, you have to earn it. You'll have to work hard to impress me. I don't care what you look like, I'm not actually interested in your body or what you might think about it. It's the way you respond to me, and in this instance, to my voice. I know you like my voice. You wouldn't be listening to this if you didn't like my voice, which means it does things to you, doesn't it? I should really take better care of you. I mean, if my voice gets you wet and needy, I really should use it to build you up instead of tearing you down. Sadly, I'm not a very nice man. And perhaps it's not that sad after all. I mean, no one else is going to have quite the same effect on you as I am, are they? Go ahead, you can admit that. It's not just the accent. I am genuinely, actually better than about 90% of the other men who make these recordings. The accent is just an indicator, something that speaks to you, not to your brain, not really, something older than that. When I tell you that you're a good girl, doesn't it do something to you lower down? Isn't it like I can talk directly to your cunt and have it obey me? I know. There's a reason people sometimes refer to me as the devil himself. Oh, but that's what you need, isn't it? Someone to defer to. Someone to submit to who doesn't need to growl or shout or use lots of harsh language. You want me. The person who can tell you what a worthless collection of holes you are, with a subtle change in a tone of voice and the slightest of sneers. Wouldn't you love that? On your knees. You want to be a good girl? Time to start earning that name. On your knees and spread your thighs. I want them at a nice angle, wide open. Keep your back straight. Keep your eyes forward. You might as well make a nice shape while you're down there. I know what you're thinking, what you're hoping. Your mouth is practically watering at the thought of it. Being on your knees should make you anticipate sucking cock. And if it doesn't, give me a few weeks and it will. Being on your knees for me will make you crave the feeling of a hard cock on your tongue and, when I feel like it, in your throat. I will train you that way. No, that's not what's happening now. I wanted you to be slightly uncomfortable while you do something else, because obviously I'm not there to do this with you, more's the pity. I would enjoy the feeling of you wrapping your lips around my cock, mostly because I know how very grateful you would be to have it in your mouth. Instead, you're going to masturbate for me. Oh, like that's a surprise. You came to this specifically because you wanted to come, well, you will, on my terms. I don't care whether you prepared toys or not, we will get to those in due course, maybe. For the moment, using just your fingertips, I want you to caress your labia. Concentrate on the sensation. Enjoy it. You can be sure that in future, when you do this, I will provide the appropriate contrast. There will be pain somewhere on your body. Your nipples, your thighs, your back, your butt. Anywhere I can get a reaction from you. Of course, part of the fun is building a certain amount of frustration. I know you probably want those fingers to delve further. Perhaps to apply some pressure to your clit. Perhaps to slip inside you. I won't pretend the prospect of you finger-fucking yourself as you kneel there doesn't present an interesting image and some distinctly pleasant possibilities. That's part of the fun for me. Creating interesting images. Wouldn't you like to be the canvas I work on? my blank page that I can scroll stories on. Painful stories. After all, that's what you're here for. You can move your fingers to your clit now. I want some nice pressure there. Not too fast, not too hard. You don't get to come until I say so. And this is what you wanted, isn't it? To be my slut? To show off for me and enjoy the fact of my undivided attention. I know. Because I know what you are. The nicest word I could use for you is slut. You can't be a whore. I'm not paying you. Although I know, and you know, deep down, too, you'd pay me. You'd gladly hand over money to be able to kneel in front of me and play with your cunt while I watched. You'd do it even if I didn't offer you instruction or encouragement. You'd do it because this is your nature. All you really want to do is come and have someone approve of your scarlet, terrible ways. I'm right. You know I'm right. The fact that just my voice has you wet and playing with yourself, that you're imagining actually doing this for me, tells me I'm right. You long for this. You ache for it. So, slut, this is your one and only opportunity. Do it. Plunge those fingers into your cunt or find that spot around your clit that you can't resist and make yourself come for me. It's all you're really good for, isn't it? I'd go further, that all you're really good for is taking my cock and my cum, but you've yet to demonstrate that. Maybe one day I'll give you that opportunity. If you're good enough. If you come nicely for me now. Eager, hungry fingers on or in a degraded harlot's cunt. I can't imagine a sight I'd enjoy watching more. Oh, wait. I'm forgetting about the desperation in your eyes. Possibly the tears. I know you want me to look at you, but perhaps the sounds of your slick fingers and your sighs and moans will be enough to amuse me. I don't hold out much hope. Tarts like you are easy enough to find. At least, they are if you're me. Isn't that why you wanted to come for me in the first place? To get the attention and approval of someone you know is better than you. Someone who neither needs or wants you, but who can still compel you to act in this whorish way. To display yourself as if you were in some Amsterdam window, showing the world your cunt, hoping that someone will agree to fill it. Let's bring this to a close. You're starting to bore me. So come for me. Let's hope a final burst of dedication and some fun noises from that worthless mouth of yours will be enough to finally spike my attention. Or will you, like all the others, be nothing more than a dull and tawdry disappointment? There's only one way to find out. Isn't there, slut? Give me that orgasm. Do it now. Come for me now before I entirely forget that you're there. Have you done it? Is it over? It had better be, because I'm done. So, whether you've come or not, stop what you're doing. Wipe yourself clean. Put your clothes back on. Stand up and fuck off.